I'm pleased to be speaking today with Katie Ganchert, author of Wildflowers from Winter, about her newest novel, Wishing on Willows. Hi, Katie. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Readers fell in love with Robin in Wildflowers from Winter. Tell me a little bit about where Robin is in Wishing on Willows and what kind of journey she's on.
Yeah, Wishing on Willows takes place almost 4 years later, so like 4 years into the future. Robin is a single mom trying to raise her young son, and she's the owner of Willow Tree Cafe, which is a cafe she and Bethany built in Wildflowers. And when readers first see her, she's kind of leading this quirky support group for people who've lost loved ones. And basically, Robin, she's healed, but she's stuck. You know, she's living her life in this state of preservation. And the readers will see that she's formed these habits and these, you know, these comforting routines, and she doesn't want them disturbed. And she's holding on to the life and the dream that she shared with her husband. And so really, ultimately, this is a journey about her letting go and, you know, moving forward when life doesn't turn out as we hope or as we expect. And also a huge realization she has to have, or that she goes through, is that, you know, her life here on Earth isn't supposed to just be filler music. She's kind of treating it like this, you know, her life is one big waiting room. And, you know, yes, our hope and our home is ultimately in heaven, but that doesn't mean God doesn't want to bless us here.
Now, consider fatherhood, what it means to grow up without one or to have one you're trying to please, or what it would be like to fill that role. It's a theme in this novel, particularly for the hero, Ian McKay. How, as a mother, Katie, do you prepare for writing about such an important theme?
Yeah, I think fathers have such a huge impact on our lives, more so than most of us realize. You know, in this novel, we've got Ian, who is the main guy, and his father's played a very active role in his life, and he's put his father on a pedestal. And then on the flip side, we have Caleb, who's a little boy, and he's growing up without a father. And then, of course, Robin, who's trying to fill this void in her son's life. And, you know, to prepare to write it, I didn't have to go very far, because I have a 3.5-year-old at home, and I get to see my husband be a father to him every single day. I get to see Ryan, you know, disciplining him and teaching him and wrestling around with him. And, man, they have such a special bond. And, you know, my husband is such an important influence on our son's life. And so, you know, when I was writing this about the theme, I just had to think, you know, what would it be like if I didn't have Ryan? You know, what would it be like if I had to do this on my own? And it would be so challenging and daunting, and my heart would break for my son. And, you know, just like Robin's heart breaks for Caleb. And so, you know, that's something she has to go through and something she has to face. And it's just, I kind of had to go to that place to really explore this theme, and hopefully in a realistic way.
Now tell me a little bit about the romance in Wishing on Willows. What makes Ian a possible candidate to fill Micah Price's shoes?
I always love writing the romance. It's one of my favorite things to write, particularly in this novel, because, you know, here we've got Robin. She settled into this routine. You know, her life is not perfect. It's not what she imagined it would be, but she's made a life for herself. I guess in her mind, you know, she's got God. She has God. She has Caleb, and she has her cafe, and that's good enough for her. And then here comes Ian, and he's this really handsome, charming guy, and he's really this harbinger of all this change that she's been resisting. And, you know, Robin's attracted to him, which makes her super uncomfortable. And he's kind of this, like, lighthearted, flirtatious personality. And I think he's so good for her because he challenges her in ways that she needs to be challenged. And he helps her along this journey of letting go.
Have you ever had a change you feared that kept you rooted in place instead of moving forward?
Yeah, I think we all, you know, change is a scary thing, you know, nerve-wracking thing for most of us, I think. And I guess, if I had to think of one example in my life, it would probably be, when my husband and I got married, I think all women, and probably just anyone does this, I had created a vision for my life. You know, we were going to be married, we called it the 5-year plan, and then start having kids, maybe 2 to 3. You know, 2 years apart, had it all planned out, and it went, you know, how I thought it was going to go. We had Brogan, about 5 years into our marriage, and then for whatever reason, we just weren't getting pregnant with baby number two. And adoption was one of those things that we talked about, but we never took that seriously. And to be quite honest, I was definitely rooted in place for a while. I was afraid of the unknowns that come with adoption. I was afraid of upsetting what Ryan and Brogan, my son and I, have. And really, I just had a hard time letting go of that vision that I created for myself, which is very much what Robin goes through. You know, she has a hard time letting go of the vision she created with Micah, and she's afraid of upsetting what she has at the cafe and with Caleb. And so, we didn't do anything for a while. It really took God shouting to my heart, not just whispering, that he had this blessing for us out there. And we were going to miss it if we didn't step out, if we stayed rooted in place. We just needed to step out in faith and trust him with the unknown. And you know, now we are in the process of adopting. And so that's definitely been an experience that I've used to help me write Robin's journey.
Katie Ganschert has been my guest today. She's the author of Wildflowers from Winter. And we've been speaking about her newest novel, Wishing on Willows. Katie, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks again.
Thank you. It was fun.